Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the word audio devotional. Today's topic in the series on understanding is fruitlessness, and our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Matthew chapter 13 and verse 19. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in their heart. This is the seed sown along the path. We are still dealing with the question, how does a life look that is devoid of understanding? Today's anchor scripture gives us yet another glimpse into a possible answer. You remember that at the beginning of this series, we spoke about Jesus' parable of the sower. This extract from the parable is clear. Understanding removes seed from where it is sown. Listen to that verse. It says, when anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand, the evil one snatches away what was sown. Now listen, imagine you get a flower pot and put in a bean seed. Imagine again that you return to that pot a few minutes later and dig up that seed that you put in and then throw it away somewhere else. If you keep watering the empty soil, do you think anything will grow? Certainly not. There is no amount of prayer and fasting that can turn that seed into a harvest if it is not in the ground. In the same way, one's understanding is lacking in a life. There can be no fruit because the seed has been snatched away. This is the reason why a lot of people know the Word of God mentally, yet get no result from it. They lack real understanding of the revelation behind the Word. So many people have tried to rely on the Word without understanding it, and they have failed. The Word has begun to look ineffective in their lives. Some people see others engaging spiritual mysteries such as praise and thanksgiving. They jump in and try to engage those same mysteries without any understanding, and the mysteries don't bring forth the desired result. Why? A lack of understanding. Some people have even judged God unfaithful for this purpose. Without understanding, you cannot bear fruit from the Word. No wonder the Bible says in John 15:7 that if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask and receive. Do you see that? Understanding makes the Word abide in you. Look at the parable again. Because of a lack of understanding, the seed is snatched away. So if there is understanding, the seed will abide. The seed is the Word. Understanding makes the Word abide, and as it abides in the soil of your heart, it bears fruit. In my view, this is one of the most important reasons why all believers must seek understanding as though our lives depend on it. It is understanding that will cause us to remain fruitful. It is understanding that will ensure that the prayers that we pray upon the authority of the Word of God are answered. Every time I have an issue, I first seek understanding through the Word. I study and pray for light, and then I tackle that issue in prayer, armed with the light I have received from God's Word. That is the way it works. Understanding then opens the door for my harvest of answers. Beyond my words this morning, may the Spirit of God expound this in your hearts. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you so much for your word today. Please help us to understand the importance of understanding in our walk here on earth. Continue to take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you are blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. You could also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter at 3 Minutes Audio Devotional. Remember, wrapped up in God's Word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.